All right. That's enough of tech news crap.
Yep.
Yep.
Joel. That.
Joel.
Joel.
You there, Joel?
I'm here.
Here, boy. Here, Joel.
Come on, Joel.
That's very disrespectful.
I know.
Yeah, but he comes.
You know, if I were him, I'd kick your butt. I bet he was in the military. Were you in the military?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I rang the bell for the Salvation Army.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
He was in the Gulf War. Were you in the Gulf War? Huh?
I was in the Gulf of Mexico.
Joel got a Purple Heart.
That's right. He could kick your ass.
I got a purple eye once.
Hell.
You there, Joel? We're talking you up.
I will kick his rear end.
Oh, you bring it, son. You bring it. You're feeling froggy. You leap. Come on.
I'll send my daughters to kick
Derek's
your rear.
Foot three.
Do that. Do
just
that.
So, send for your record. Derek is 5'3".
Okay, don't
send your hot daughters.
Send your daughters to kick my ass.
Well, one anyway.
They're gonna have to restrain me first, of course. They're gonna have to hold me down and beat me. No.
Okay.
No.
Joel has been rendered speechless. Joel, I apologize for the preceding 3 minutes.
Huzzah!
It was uncalled for.
Just be quiet.
And unprofessional.
And unnecessary.
And unnecessary.
And I don't apologize one iota.
Be quiet. Let Joel talk. Jeez. Pizza.
What am I talking about?
Games, presumably. But whatever you want, because it's not like we've ever been held down to any particular topic.
Hey, how about this? Do an intro to your own segment. Get your pen out of there.
Wait.
He wasn't here the day that I stuck my pen in the, you know, with the, and the, you didn't listen to that show because you weren't on it.
Joel still hasn't got to talk.
You know why that is?
No.
Because he hasn't been sung in yet.
Oh.
You ready?
Sure.
It's the Joel Show, starring Joel. It's Joel.
It's the Joel Show, and he's got lots of great news, we hope. I hope he is. Joel?
What up, Joel?
What up, indeed? That was very good, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Biggest news. The price of it has finally been announced and the date that it's coming out.
Really?
Yay.
Woo-hoo. Woo.
Yeah. And?
And I'm not so excited about it anymore.
Uh-oh. Not good.
It's more expensive than I thought. I was hoping for $200. It's going to be $250.
Yeah, that's I'm not very good at math, but I think that's $50 more.
If you add, and in fact, this is when you add your diamond studded gold controller, it's almost as much as a PlayStation 3.
And when is it going to be released?
Rumor, the release date.
What's that?
So a couple months from now.
Oh yeah,
a couple months from now. Could you be more specific?
I said November 19th.
Oh, okay.
It will be in the fourth quarter.
That is at least in time for the Christmas rush.
It's sometime before Vista.
Yeah. You remember last week when we made fun of our coworker who thinks the PlayStation 3 is going to beat out the Wii in the market? It turns out we weren't very nice to him on that show.
Well, we were.
I was nice. I wasn't on the show, was I?
That's the only way you're ever nice.
But I wasn't part of that, was I?
Brad was not part of that.
Oh, yeah. I'm off. We're not still filming this, right?
He's
Oh, yeah.
He was a little offended by being called, I think it was either brainless or brain dead.
And he came over and he hit me with a stapler.
And it left a mark. It did.
Yep.
Scarred
him and scarred me as well.
Scarred us all is really what happened. So I'm just going to, on behalf of all of Power User TV, I'm going to say that the views of Joel Halsey are not necessarily those of Power User TV, Brad Wardell, Kristen Hatcher, or Derek Batting, or any of our sponsors.
We don't often have to do that.
Who were we offending?
Brian.
Oh. Brian Clare, formerly editor of avault.com.
Yeah.
That's the one. The one and the same.
Oh, I wouldn't take him on.
The one who actually does know the game industry pretty well.
He hit me with a stapler.
That's why he wouldn't take him on.
He used to come up with a plastic slinky and get it right around my neck and just hold it there.
Yeah.
Not strangle me, just menacingly, just to know he got me. Yeah.
So what up, Joel?
So, but I will say the views of Joel Holsey are correct.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
So, okay. For the 360, I guess the big release is the camera called the Xbox Live Vision.
Yep.
That came out so everybody can see how ugly everybody else is.
Yes.
Oh, great.
So now we're going to have a thousand fuzzy photos of people's private parts uploaded to various web servers.
Didn't Joel say last time that people will be playing Uno and looking at penises? I think that's a direct quote.
Yeah.
It's exactly what's going to happen.
You can only show your pictures to people that are friends. Can't put it out there for everybody to see. But I mean, I'm going to have one tomorrow. I fully expect to be looking at buttocks and penises by 5 o'clock.
Good
for
you.
It won't take long, will it?
I'm sorry?
It won't take long.
No, it won't take long at all.
In fact, would you time that for us and let us know on the next show?
Mark.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Joel has a video segment then?
He does, yes.
So I don't think the audience is going to get too much of a kick out of watching us.
But I do want to ask you, Joel, did you hear anything about the Xbox has gone from 1080i to 1080p or vice versa? Software upgrade. Do you know anything about that?
I did. I believe it's going to come out. That software feature is going to come out the same time that they're going to release their HD DVD player.
Nice.
So, same time.
That would coincide. That would work.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would.
Sweet.
Great. Terrific. So, what game is kicking your butt this week, Joel?
This week, it is NHL 2K7. I'm a big hockey fan.
All right.
And I picked it, and I don't care if y'all like it or not.
Good for you.
Yay.
Let's watch the video. Take it away, Joel.
Hey, guys. This is Joel here to tell you about this episode's game that's kicking my butt. This time I had a little trouble because I had several games that have been kicking my butt so bad and so hard that it's really hard for me to sit here and do this. But I managed to eat one out. The choices I had, one, I thought of doing Company of Heroes. It is an awesome real-time strategy game based on World War II, but I really haven't spent that much time with it, so I didn't think I could really talk authoritatively about it. So I eliminated that one. The next one I thought of doing was Saints Row for the Xbox 360. But to do that justice, I'd have to swear a lot, and then we'd get tagged on a lot of adult, you know, things with the podcast. So I didn't want to do that for us to be known as an adult podcast. Next choice I had was Star Wars, the new Star Wars game for the 360, but I thought maybe that was going too far in the other direction. Even though it really is an excellent game, even for adults, if you are any type of a Star Wars fan, I highly recommend it. It's available for virtually every console that's out there. I have it for the 360, it's for the PS2, and the Xbox, and everything else. What I decided to do this time is the NHL 2K7. For the 360, of course. Now, the 2K series, they've been doing baseball games and hockey games and football games for quite a number of years. And, of course, their main competitor is EA Sports. This year is no different. You really can't talk about NHL 2K7 without talking about NHL 07 by EA Sports. The difference between them is there's really two main differences. This year on NHL 07, they have a new control scheme for shooting, and for other things as well, but mostly for shooting. Usually when you want to take a shot at the net or pass, you use one of the buttons. This is my 360 controller I actually used on my computer. You'd press one of these buttons right here. Da-da-da-da-da. However, this year, you use the control stick right here. If you want to shoot a quick wrist shot, you go up here. If you want to do a slap shot, you pull it down and then go up. It really is a revolutionary way of controlling hockey, and it works really well. With the 2K7, you still use just the standard buttons. They're pressure sensitive. If you want to use a wrist shot, you do one. If you want to do a slap shot, you do another, or a pass, or whatnot. It uses the old-fashioned way. So far, it sounds like the ball is really in the EA Sports camp. Not so much. What the real difference is online. For whatever reason, EA Sports still doesn't have the online down. For single player, it's great. They're both great games, single player. Online, there is literally no competition between the two. The 2K7, you can do leagues, you can do seasons together online, you can do tournaments. With leagues, of course, it's usually 20 people that sign up and then 2 people play the games. Everybody signs up and then very few people actually play the games. But the option is there. If you have 20 friends that you know are going to play their games, you can have a lot of fun. You can do seasons. You can set up special tournaments. There's all kinds of online things that EA Sports doesn't offer. All they offer is ranked and unranked matches. They've been doing that for years. It's time for something new, EA Sports. Come on. Online hasn't exactly... This isn't a new fad that just hit a couple of months ago. They've got to do something new. Hopefully with NHL 08, maybe they'll start offering tournaments and whatnot. Another thing with 2K7 in past years, the camera usually required some finagling and adjusting to get the camera just the way that you want. This year, the default camera view is perfect. You will not need to adjust the camera view at all. It is the perfect height. It is the perfect angle away. You can play a great game of hockey. I have not felt the need to adjust it at all. This year also, just like last year, the NHL has these what they call party modes. They're like mini games. You can play hockey on a pond, on a frozen pond, or on a mini rink. Things like that. They're not really part of the main game, but they're just something that adds a little extra value to the game. You have fun with them, maybe score a couple of achievements with them, and then you really don't play them anymore. You play the main game. Achievements is something else. Last year, we all know the 360 has their gamer score achievements that I'm completely hooked on. I've never been hooked on something essentially so worthless, but I love seeing that score go up. I love when I'm playing a game and I see achievement unlocked or achievement earned or whatever it is. I love it. Last year's NHL game had 5. 5. You got 200 points, I think, for scoring a breakaway, you know, on pro difficulty or higher. It was an insanely easy game to get 1,000 points, and they really didn't mean much. I like to earn my points. This year's is a lot better. I believe there are 17 achievements, and they're for things that are actually important in a game. I'm sure you get one for winning the Stanley Cup. You get one if you score a goal when 2 men down. Things like that, where you really feel like you have achieved something in the game. They're meaningful. So, kudos to 2K7 for that. Franchise, of course, it's there. It's deep. It's awesome. You can give multiple seasons. You can take a franchise from myself. I'm a Montreal Canadiens guy. I used to live just about 30 miles away from Montreal, so I kind of adopted it as my team. You can start it and then just, I don't know how many seasons it is, 30, 40, 50, whatever. But you can play a lot of seasons, plenty to carry you over until NHL 2K8 comes out next year. I can't wait for that. This year they've included Rivalry. It rivaled with other clubs in it. A big rivalry for Montreal is, of course, the Toronto team. So people get more tense. Their stats tend to go up because they're putting out a little extra effort. The stats in general are well done. You can do things. GameSpot had a great point, and I've seen it in the game. A player can sign a deal for a soda drink or a hockey stick. And obviously, if they do that, then their stats are going to go up because they're really pumped up. Yeah, I just signed a deal for a Pepsi can or whatnot. I'm also guessing if the deal is canceled, then their stats will probably go down. You have to work to build them back up. That's just a very cool thing. It adds an extra layer of realism to take you a little bit further into the game. I think it's a solid title. I'll wrap it up. This has gone longer than I thought. It is if you have any love of hockey, even if you kind of like it, I recommend NHL 2K7. If you're really hardcore and into the single player and you don't really care about online that much, I might recommend NHL 07. But if you like both, if you like playing single player and you also like the idea of playing with your buds and maybe getting a tournament or a season or a league together, there really is no choice. NHL 2K7. I'd give it an 8.5 out of 10. I mean, it's not perfect. NHL 07 probably has better cutscenes, but who plays a sports game for cutscenes? There's one scene where NHL 07 where you're kind of looking at a close-up of the goalie's eye, and I mean, it's like that close. And the eye looks so good that it's really kind of creepy. But graphically, in all, really, they're really close. I play on, here's my 52-inch V. Sorry for the mess. I'm just moving in. It looks great on a high-definition TV. EA might look a little bit better here or there. The ice looks better on NHL 2K. But graphically, it's really a wash. Sound, it's really a wash. They both sound great. So for multiplayer and single-player together, NHL 2K7. Single-player only, maybe the NHL 07. You really can't go wrong with either one. But if I could only have one, I'm getting the NHL 2K7. Warren, peace out. That's for you. I'll see y'all in the chat room.
Thanks so much for that segment, Joel. Thanks for letting us know about some sort of hockey game. I mean, whatever that game is. NHL something or other.
2K7.
2K7. Which stands for something. I'm not sure what. Thank you, Derek. Thank you, Brad.
Why? Why am I here?
For not actually sticking your finger in my nose. Thank you.
It could happen yet.
At least on camera.
It's not over.
Let me wrap this up quick. Like
3, 2, 1. Children.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Okay, go ahead and do the wrap up then.
Do I have to turn this whole podcast
yes,
around?
Yes, you do.
Wait till your father gets home. Right.
And thank you all for watching and listening. For those of you who've been listening to this podcast on iTunes, you can come to our site, www.poweruser.tv, and actually see the video. And let me tell you.
Oh, it's painful.
It's painful.
Don't do it.
Yeah, but there might be some funny bits that you can only see and not hear. For once. Usually it's more like bits that you can hear and not see.
Like that, see?
So, yes.
Ooh, I knew I forgot to put on deodorant or bathe.
We want to thank our sponsors, neowin.net, wincustomize.com, and quarter2three.com. And of course, go check out the new Object Bar 2.0 because it's dang
it's
cool.
Very cool.
And you can go to www.objectbar.net to get that. And you can listen to our show on iTunes, Odeo, Podnova, and yahoo.podcast.com. And look for us
what?
Every week.
Podcast.yahoo.com.
You know, I don't have my cheat sheet in front of me, so I don't know.
You're just dyslexic.
That's also the truth, yes. And I have dyscalculia, so that's nice. And
you just like saying that because you think it makes you look smart.
I think it makes
like
a lot of good excuses
like
for the fact that I can't add 2 and 2.
Dyscalia. Dyscalia. Dyscalculish.
Yes.
Whatever.
And look for us every week at www.poweruser.tv.
Yay!
Thank God that's over.